I haven't seen successful projects that really make use of, for example, connecting migratory species with, you know, places and connections. It is done, but I think in the conservation sector, there's still a hyper focus on like flagship species. So it's still around bees, hedgehogs, butterflies, you know, certain kinds of trees that people can identify. And there isn't a huge distinction made a lot of the time around like native and non-native species, except for certain publications. So BBC Wildlife Magazine, for example, will never publish a invasive or non-native species on the front cover. That's a policy that they have. You know, it's really interesting to watch, you know, wildlife film documentaries, how they will kind of play that balance without discussing it. And if you look at a lot of the campaigns by major, you know, some of the highest reach for people like the National Trust, the Bumblebee Conservation, again, there's a real focus on native species.
And I guess part of what I have always done with my research is to try to take expose people not just to tell the stories of people who might be easily sympathized with, but also to try and create understanding and empathy with people who are in categories that are often demonized as well, like Muslim migrant men, for example. I guess maybe I've also seen that happen with some of the publicity around conservation work, you know, taking a species that doesn't look that interesting and trying to show how it is interesting, or something people might have a bad, like sharks, you know, people might have a bad reaction to, and try and talk about how they are useful, interesting, important.